The Albanese government has been criticised for not building any homes during its 3 years in power, despite promises to build 30,000 affordable and social homes. To date, only funding for 800 homes has been approved. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has told Seven the government created its own bottlenecks.
The problem is that the government just bogs everything down in red and green tape, and there are so many boxes to tick that it stops the houses being built. And I suppose this sums up the Albanese government, that it's all promise and no delivery. And people are really hurting at the moment.
While Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli was also invited to speak about the issue on Sunrise this morning.
There is such a big pipeline, so much bureaucracy. Do we need more prefabricated housing, modular housing? We definitely need to look at different solutions here.
Well, due to demand, Sunshine Coast Health's five child health clinics now offer both childhood and pregnancy vaccinations. Public health nurse and midwife Donna Barno says it comes just weeks after the RSV vaccine was added to the National Immunisation Program schedule, which has led to an increase in uptake here.
When the baby RSV immunisation rollout occurred, our initial investigations told us that the uptake was around about 40%. Over time, and with this education piece that we've been creating with our midwives, it's now well over 70% month on month. And what else it's done is drastically reduced our hospitalisations for babies under the age of one.
RSV is a respiratory virus that's highly contagious and can cause chest infections and breathing difficulties for babies. It's a safe and effective way to help babies build up immunity before they're born. Unity Water says its introduction of digital data loggers for local trade waste customers will allow for better monitoring and operation of the wastewater network. Trade waste is different to household waste as it contains oils and fats. Existing meters currently measure the volume of waste discharged. But new digital loggers will also allow Unity Water to monitor every hour when trade waste is being discharged into the wastewater network. And the Sunshine Coast Falcons Juniors are back in action at Sunshine Coast Stadium this weekend. The under-17 and under-19s are against the Ipswich Jets.